Chapter 3. Holmes Investigates. "Will you go to Norwood yourself, Holmes?" I asked when Lestrade had gone.
"Yes, Watson," he replied. "But as I told Lestrade, I shall first go to Blackheath. This is a very strange case. Why would someone do something really important, something like drafting a will, when he was sitting on a moving train? We have to ask ourselves that question. Why wasn't Oldacre more careful about drafting his will? Is it because he didn't expect Mr. Macfarlane ever to get his money? It's a puzzle, isn't it?" And soon after that, he went out. It was evening when Holmes returned. I could see at once that he was not happy. "Perhaps Lestrade is right after all, Watson," he said. "I went to Blackheath and I talked to Macfarlane's mother. She told me that she'd known Jonas Oldacre long ago. 'He was a terrible man, and I'm pleased that he's dead,' she said. She told me that Oldacre had wanted to marry her when she was a young woman. She didn't know him well, but he was a rich man, and she agreed to marry him. They became engaged. But then she found out that he was wicked. She broke off the engagement and told him that she never wanted to see him again. After that, I married John's father. 'He was a poorer man, but he was a better man,' she told me. She showed me a photograph of herself, which she'd given Oldacre when they were engaged. It had knife cuts all over it. Oldacre had sent it back to her on the day she married Mr. Macfarlane's father. He'd told her that he'd hate her forever. 'Mrs. Macfarlane is quite sure that her son is not guilty of the murder,' said Holmes. 'But she certainly hated Mr. Oldacre. Perhaps her son hated him too.'
So you think that Mr. Macfarlane killed Oldacre because he'd behaved badly to his mother?" I said. "Is that the truth of the case, Holmes?"
"I'm sure that Lestrade will decide that it's the truth when he's talked to Mrs. Macfarlane," Holmes replied. "The evidence says that it might be the truth, but I can't believe it. I feel sure that someone else must have killed Oldacre. At the moment, I can't prove it, and Lestrade wants that young man to be executed. But I have discovered something strange," he went on. "I went to Norwood after I'd been to Blackheath. I saw Macfarlane's walking stick with the blood on it, and the blood in the bedroom. I saw the marks which led to the timber store. It was all as the newspaper article said. But I also saw Oldacre's bank records in the house. For the last year, he's been paying a large amount of money every month to someone called Mr. Cornelius. I wonder who he is. I also talked to Oldacre's housekeeper. I'm sure that she knows more about the case than she has told the police, and I'm sure that she lied to me."
Holmes played his violin for hours that evening. It helped him to think. He was trying to find answers to all the questions that he had about the case. But I could see that he was worried and unhappy. And he was even more worried the next morning when a telegram arrived. "Don't waste any more time on the Macfarlane case. New evidence shows that he must be guilty. Lestrade."
"We must go to Norwood at once, Watson," said Holmes. When we arrived at Norwood, Lestrade was there with two other policemen. He was obviously feeling pleased with himself.
"I told you that you were wasting your time on this case, Mr. Holmes," he said. "Now I can prove it. Come with me."
He took us to a corridor which led from the sitting room to the kitchen. There, high on the wall, he showed us a red mark, a bloodstain. It was a fingerprint, a very clear fingerprint.
"Well, Mr. Holmes, you can't always be right," Lestrade said. "This time I was right and you were wrong. You know all about fingerprints, and you know that every person has different fingerprints. I will prove that this is Macfarlane's fingerprint."
"I'm sure that you will," Holmes replied calmly.
For a moment, Lestrade looked surprised.
Well, Macfarlane had Mr. Oldacre's blood on his hand when he left this print, he continued.
The case is finished, Mr. Holmes.
Is it?
I wonder why your men didn't find the fingerprint yesterday, Lestrade, Holmes said.
They didn't search this corridor, Lestrade replied. It didn't seem important then.
Holmes, who had looked serious and unhappy all morning, laughed suddenly.
Ha! It's certainly important now, he said. Watson and I are going to walk in the garden for a few minutes, and then we'll look carefully at the upper floor of the house. We'll see you later, Inspector.
When we were walking in the garden, I asked why Holmes was suddenly feeling happier.
Lestrade's men didn't search that corridor yesterday, he told me as he paced up and down. But I searched it. I searched it very carefully. The fingerprint wasn't there yesterday. It arrived during the night, while Mr. Macfarlane was in prison. I think that I understand what has happened now. Poor Lestrade will be angry.